we follow the hot air balloon up from We Sing, We Land at Message. Just going to share a few thoughts on the Bible passage we've heard today and on blessing. I don't know, has anyone seen the musical Wicked? Has anyone seen the musical Wicked? Yeah, great, great musical. It involves Glinda, the good witch, and Elphaba, who is the not-so-good witch. And they arrive at school together, at Wizard and Witcheding? That's not a thing. At the school. And let's glaze over that. And there's this song in the musical where Glinda takes Elphaba aside and says, I'm going to make you popular. But to do that, we need to change some things about you, basically, because there's no way you could be popular the way you are, basically. No way. Over there, once we've made these changes, then you could be popular in the future. But right now, no way whatsoever. And I was thinking about this, and I was born in the 90s, sorry. And a lot of the TV I watched growing up, I realized, was about improvement. It was all about homes, changing rooms, big fan of changing rooms, and its outside counterpart, Ground Force. I don't know if anyone ever watched Ground Force. And then there were programs, I don't know if anyone remembers Trini and Susanna with What Not to Wear, and that scary mirror they put people in and would prod them. But it was all about, it felt, the TV I watched up, about you are not okay as you are. Not at all. Over there, if you follow this guidance, that will be better. Your house, your garden, the status of your bank account, the job you have, how you look, what you're eating. Does anyone remember Gillian McKeith and the poo she used to examine? Need I say more? It was all about, you're not okay here. Over there, once you've followed all these steps, you will be better. That's how it will be. But obviously this isn't unique to the 90s and the noughties. Walk down any supermarket magazine aisle today and it's full of, if you do this, then this will happen and you'll have a better life. If you follow this 10-week plan, you'll fit into that dress for Christmas. If you save this amount of money every year, you will have this amount of money when you retire and you'll be fine. Whew. And I have to admit that growing up, when I read this Bible passage, I thought Jesus was saying something similar. And I think I'd heard it spoken about, and that was what I thought this passage was about, that when you are meek, always the person who's held up for meekness, Mother Teresa, when you are as meek as Mother Teresa, then you will be blessed. When you are a peacekeeper, going in and, you know, sorting out the conflict between North and South Korea, then you will be blessed. But when you read on, like, how persecuted do I need to be blessed? And how much mourning do I need to do to be really blessed? And it's funny that our holy habit this month is about reflecting on Scripture, for that is what I did over many years and worked out that I don't think that that is what this passage is about anymore. And I wonder if instead, as Jesus gathered his followers, he went in his Jesus-y way, there are some people in our land, you may know them in your village or in our society, who everyone else overlooks. And they don't often get thanked or told they're special or blessed or loved. But you know what? Me, Jesus, Son of God, God on earth, I bless them. And I say right now, as they are blessed. In their mourning state, in their meek state, in their peaceful state, they are blessed. They may not feel like it right now, but in the kingdom to come, they will know the true meaning of blessing, where there is laughter and love, and I imagine a giant buffet. I think that says more about my idea of the kingdom of heaven than anyone else's. But, you know, if you want to get any idea about the kingdom of heaven, ask a child what I think heaven's like. My favourite ever response was, all the paths are bouncy castles. That would be awesome. Wouldn't it? That would be awesome. Anyway, off the point. What if Jesus is actually saying, you, as you are right now, no more, no less, you are enough. I have not forgotten you. I love you. You are blessed. You don't need to do anything else. There is no way to earn this. I just love you. What if that is the case? We don't need to change anything about ourselves. We are loved and blessed. There's an American Lutheran pastor, Nadia Boswell, and she expanded the Beatitudes. And I would just like to read her expanded Beatitudes to you right now, which I think kind of expands what I'm trying to say. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are the agnostics. Blessed are they who doubt. Those who aren't sure, who can still be surprised. Blessed are they who are spiritually impoverished and therefore not so certain about everything that they can no longer take in new information. Blessed are those who have nothing to offer. Blessed are they for whom nothing seems to be working. Blessed are the children who cut in line at communion. Blessed are the poor in spirit. You are of heaven, and Jesus blesses you. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are they for whom death is not an abstraction. Blessed are they who have buried their loved ones, for whom tears are as real as an ocean. Blessed are they who have loved enough to know what loss feels like. Blessed are the mothers of the miscarried. Blessed are they who don't have the luxury of taking things for granted anymore. Blessed are they who can't fall apart because they have to keep it together for everyone else. Blessed are the motherless, the alone, the ones from whom so much has been taken. Blessed are those who still aren't over it yet. Blessed are they who laughed again when for so long they thought they never would. Blessed are those who mourn. You are of heaven. And you know what? Jesus blesses you. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who no one else notices. The kids who sit alone at school lunch tables. The laundry men and women at the hospital. The people who sweep the streets at night. Blessed are the losers and babies and the parts of ourselves that are so small. The parts of ourselves that don't want to make eye contact with a world that only appears to love winners. Blessed are the forgotten. Blessed are the closeted. Blessed are the unemployed, the unimpressive, the underrepresented. Blessed are the meek. You are of heaven, and Jesus blesses you. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the wrongly accused, the ones who never catch a break, the ones for whom life is hard, for they are those with whom Jesus chose to surround himself. Blessed are foster kids and trophy kids and special education kids and every other child who just wants to feel safe and loved and never does. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are they who know there has to be more than this because they are right. And blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are those who make terrible business decisions for the sake of people. Blessed are the burnt-out social workers and the overworked teachers and the pro bono case-takers. Blessed are the kids who step between the bullies and the weak. Blessed is everyone who has ever forgiven us when we didn't deserve it. Blessed are the merciful, for they totally get it. In a world that seems to prize winners and love those who succeed and doesn't think failure it can ever be a good thing. We have a God who came to earth in the form of Jesus who does not forget those the world forgets. He loves each and every one of us. That's the good news. Without having to change ourselves, without having to follow a 10-step program or try harder to be something else, he blesses us today and every day because we are loved by him. That's the good news. That's as simple. And that's what I got out of that passage, that I do not need to try and be something else. I am loved just the way I am. That is a life lesson that is hard to learn, but is so, so true. We follow out of message and we go into response. We follow the dinosaurs.